There has been plenty of debate about the building of a big wall on the border with Mexico ever since then-candidate Donald Trump raised the idea in his first appearance as a presidential hopeful. Now he's president and wall building is going on. And the process of putting up a barrier or a bigger barrier in places involves clearing the adjacent land. The clearing process is disturbing cultural sites in the Southwest, says the Society for American Archaeology, SAA. Joe Watkins is the board president at SAA and our guest by phone on the Jefferson Exchange. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Good morning.
Good morning. Give us a framework, if you would, to start. Give us some idea of what SAA is all about.
Well, the SAA is a professional organization whose mission is to protect cultural resources here in the United States and North America, but really throughout the world. Our mission is to increase education about heritage and the cultures that have basically been a part of human lives for about a million years or so. And so our job, as we see it, is to provide basically a voice to protect heritage in terms of the legal responsibilities, the ethical responsibilities of people who practice archaeology, as well as to really try to help out with the impacts that heritage has on contemporary society, as well as information about past cultures. So we're rather broad-reaching in that regard, primarily involved with education and heritage protection.
I would venture to say that the ethics are pretty well known by now, and as you point out, there are some legal obligations as well. Now, despite those, is it still something of a challenge to make sure that cultural sites are respected?
It is. The legal responsibilities kick in primarily if there is a federal nexus. That is, if there's federal funding, if it's on federal or tribal land, or if there is a federal permit that's required. Anything on private property, unless there are state or local laws, is not protected under the federal processes. We have two primary laws, that National Environmental Policy Act, as well as the National Historic Preservation Act. Those are the two main laws that we use to try to protect the impacts of federal projects on cultural heritage sites.
Now, so as you mentioned, not a lot of protection for private lands, depending on local law. In the case of the border wall, is it a mix of public and private land?
It is. The primary federal nexus in this regard is that on the north side of the border, there is what is called the Roosevelt Reservation. Basically, 60 feet of land north of the border wall is federal land. So even though it may cross private property, that 60-foot corridor is federal land. So therefore, anything that happens within that 60 feet, construction, land clearing, actual wall building, is a federal project.
So we're talking again to Joe Watkins, the president of the board at the Society for American Archaeology, the SAA. You can join the conversation on the exchange as we talk about how the border wall construction is disturbing cultural sites. 800-838-3760 by phone. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So the issue appears to be that the actual clearing of land for the wall project, what's been happening?
Well, we've been getting different perspectives. We understand that there is ongoing construction, that the heritage resource management firms that are out on the ground are monitoring the construction. The archaeological sites, the entire corridor has been surveyed. That is, archaeologists have looked and identified cultural sites along the border itself. The heritage resource managers and the archaeologists have done their best to identify and protect those heritage sites. But part of the issue is that the exact information on the site locations, the types of sites, and the impacts of construction on those sites are not well known in a public way. We have reports We have individuals who have drawn attention to some impacts, but the federal government has not provided clear reports indicating where the heritage sites are or the impacts to them. So we're kind of operating a little bit, not really in the dark, but in a very dusky situation.
All right. You're not having a great sense for what for sure is in the way of the operation.
Exactly. We've been given some idea of general locations prior to the construction brigades coming through. The archaeologists went out and collected the surface artifacts so that the sites would not be readily identifiable to the construction crews. The archaeologists knew where they were, and so they did their best, as far as we can tell, to prevent the bulldozers from just going through and grinding up the sites along the way. I've spoken with individual archaeologists, one who worked as a monitor from 2008 until last year, basically, and he said the archaeological sites were very well protected. The construction crews actually listened to what he had to say, and they did their best to protect the sites that were in that corridor. However, I've spoken with other individuals who have said that they have witnessed the bulldozer crews just going through and basically pushing aside anything within that corridor. And occasionally, he said, they have drifted outside of the corridor, bulldozing saguaro cactus and impacting not only the cultural resources, but also natural resources. So we're getting a mixed message about what is actually happening along that border.
Are there some areas of what kinds of artifacts are we talking about? And there was some discussion of the possibility, anyway, of human remains being in the pathway. Is that the case?
There has been some indication that, well, we've been notified of possibilities. Again, in speaking with the archaeologist who had worked there, he indicated that even though some bones had been reported, that professional physical anthropologists had actually gone out and looked at the area and indicated that they, in their professional opinion, it was not human remains, but it was actually faunal remains, animal bones. Mm-hmm. And speaking with a tribal representative, he himself had indicated that he believed that they were actually human remains that may have derived from some of the Apache and Tohono O'odham tribal wars from the 1800s. So, again, we have not seen anything that has been brought to our attention that indicates human remains, but at this point, we just don't know for certain that we can say yes or no.
All right, so obviously some concern here among the folks at the Society for American Archaeology, where Joe Watkins is the president of the board here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about border wall construction in the Southwest and the possibility of cultural sites being disturbed by that construction. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Ann and Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange.
Thank you. So do you really think there's anyone in the entire Trump administration that gives a whit about the archaeology of non-white people? Thank you.
Thanks for the question, and appreciate that. Joe?
We, as the society, is very concerned about this administration's attempts to, they've been utilizing a term called streamlining, which in and of itself is a very good idea, in that what it does is it tries to bring in the cultural resource laws as well as the environmental policy laws in order to protect heritage resources of the United States. We are concerned that the current administration has proposed some changes both to the National Environmental Policy Act as well as the National Historic Preservation Act, which would in many ways lessen the amount of protections that the federal government offers for cultural resources. So we are working with the federal agencies. We are working with various constituencies to try to raise our concerns, not only as individual archaeologists, but the society represents about 7,500 archaeologists or individuals who are really concerned about historic preservation around the world and across the globe. So we are very concerned. We are trying to work with this administration to try to keep them from basically throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Oh, Joe, there is long and short term here. You're talking about long term potential changes to how the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, and the National Historic Preservation Act, NHPA, are handled long term. But even in the short term, there's some fast tracking authority for the wall building, isn't there?
There is. The Customs and Border Patrol and Homeland Security have been given waivers, which, because of the theoretically the national security issues involved with the border construction, they are not required to comply with either NEPA or the National Historic Preservation Act. According to the archaeologist monitor that I spoke with, the Customs and Border Protection had really gone out of their way to do everything required under NEPA and the National Historic Preservation Act, even though they are not required to. But in that regard, as I said before, we really have no hard and fast evidence that the Customs and Border Patrol or the Homeland Security are actually following or ignoring the National Historic Preservation Act or NEPA.
So you wrote a letter on behalf of the SAA, the Society for American Archaeology, to the head of Homeland Security on February 11th, pointing out just the things we're talking about here. Letter to DHS references a spring, though, in addition to cultural sites. What else you got that might be an issue there?
At the spring itself, Quito Biquito Spring in near the Tohono O'odham Reservation, it is one of the only sources of fresh water along the border. The concern that the Tohono O'odham tribe has is that with the construction people drilling wells in the area, the tribe and other natural resource people are concerned that by pulling out a lot of groundwater, it will lower the water to the springs. We realize that these springs have been used for at least 10,000 years, that we have indications that there are archaeological sites, or at least an archaeological site in the area that is about 8,000 to 10,000 years old. So we know that humans have used this area. We also are concerned that in that area, it's one of the few places where wildlife have access to water that's not on private land or is not surrounded by fencing. So we are concerned about the impacts on the animal resources in the area.
Our guest again on the Jefferson Exchange, Joe Watkins, president of the board of the Society for American Archaeology. We're talking about land clearing along the place, along the U.S. border with Mexico, where the border wall is being either built for the first time or enlarged. So the letter from February 11th from you to the Homeland Security Secretary references only the Arizona sites. I mean, are these the only places you're aware of some disturbance, or are there others that are out there as well?
These are the ones that have been really brought to our attention. Mm-hmm. Much of the concern has been brought by the Tohono O'odham. It's a large tribal group here in southern Arizona. We have heard some intermittent, or I don't know how to phrase it. We have heard of some concerns, but nothing that has been brought to the attention of congressional people like Raul Grajiva here in Arizona, nothing that has really been brought to national concerns as were brought about with the reports of the Washington Post, the New York Times, and even international posts. So the Tohono O'odham tribe has really brought this to the attention of the Arizona Congress, as well as the United States people in general. So the tribe has been very forward-looking in bringing it out so that the public realizes what is happening, that it's not just a simple construction of some sort of an international border. It has implications for heritage of the past.
Now, I know it's only been 10 days, which is not much time in federal government workings. Have you received any response to the letter to Homeland Security?
At this point in time, we have not received any response. Whether we will, it is not certain. It's definitely not certain, as you've said, that the federal government operates at a very, very, very slow pace. And so we may or may not get a direct response, but we felt it was our responsibility to both to draw attention to the idea that we disagree with the impacts, but also basically to let archaeologists in the world, around the world, know that we are aware of the situation, that we are trying to find out what is happening, and try to see what we can do to at least initiate a conversation or initiate a public and open conversation.
You anticipated one question about members of Congress. We have about a minute left. Raul Grijalva represents the 3rd District of Arizona in Congress, so it sounds like he's aware of this. Anybody else who's come back to you and said what they're hearing back?
No, not really. We have had some rumblings that there are other members of Arizona's congressional delegates who are really working to try to find a middle ground and that are really concerned about what's happening. At the moment, most of our information is coming from individual archaeologists who have worked along the border in the past or who are currently working along the border, but perhaps might be hindered by a non-disclosure agreement. So we hesitate to name names because we're afraid of getting them into trouble, but we are trying to keep abreast of the situation as it unwraps minute by minute.
Okay, and what we're talking about again is construction of the border wall in Arizona along the border with Mexico as mandated by President Trump and the possibility that some cultural sites are being disturbed there. There's a complaint now in a letter from Joe Watkins, our guest, president of the board of the Society for American Archaeology, to Homeland Security, and we're waiting for a response on that. Joe, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it very much.
All right, take care.